Welcome to Unveil, the HPD podcast that dives into the world of policing. I am your host, Deputy Police Chief Kenny Ferguson, and joining me today are members of our chaplain program. Welcome.
Thank you.
To my right is Bishop Francisco and Chaplain Vernita Baldwin and Chaplain Gail House. Welcome to Unveiled.
Thank you.
All right, so first, before we begin, let's tell us a little bit about who you are and how did you find yourself into the, led you to the chaplain program, starting with you, Bishop.
Yeah, I was a pastor here in the area for over 40 years, and I retired in 2020. After retiring, it was very difficult for me not to do something that was still involving the community. And so started exploring different things that I could participate in, and I was introduced to Chaplain Baldwin, who began to share with me about the chaplaincy program, and I thought that was a good fit for me. And it really was, because it helped me to continue to stay engaged and connected with not only the general public, but also the police department as well. So okay. It was a great fit for me.
Now, a good note by Bishop is that Bishop is actually my pastor at my church. So I've been knowing Bishop. I've been a member there almost 30 years. Been a member, so I've been knowing Bishop for a long time. Chaplain Baldwin, your experience.
Yes, thank you, Chief. My experience of how did I become a Hampton Police Chaplain. I started with the division as a police civilian some 13 and a half, almost 14 years ago. And the chief at that time, Chief Chuck Jordan, was told that I was a minister and I was doing active ministry, and we had a conversation, and at the end of that conversation he offered me the opportunity to join the police chaplain's team, and basically the rest is now history, and I'm still with the department. Okay. But now I'm a full-time police chaplain.
Well, that's great. That's wonderful. And Chaplain House?
Awesome. Yes, I was introduced to the chaplaincy program in the initial class of the Minister's Police Academy, which was initiated by Sergeant Williams. We had the Citizens Police Academy, and he thought it would be great to have ministers and pastors to take that same course. Mm-hmm. So I was in that initial class, and during that class, one of the sessions, Chaplain Baldwin came in and shared about the chaplaincy program. Said, you know, it might be something you all would be interested in, and if so, we can take applications, and when there are openings, possibly you could become a chaplain. And I was one of the second one. Okay. In that class that became that went through the process, the strenuous process. Right. Of becoming a chaplain. But it's been a great opportunity for me.
Oh, that's great. And Chaplain Baldwin is our pretty much our lead chaplain for the police division, and let me say, under your leadership, it has taken off. The chaplain program is more than just ceremonial, where you come in and do a prayer, benediction, or at a time when a family is doing death notifications or something like that. It's grown beyond that, and I think a lot of that has to do with your leadership and the folks you have surrounding you. So commend you. I say second to none.
Amen.
Yeah, really, just a wonderful job that you've done.
Amen.
So tell me how, and this is for you, Chaplain Baldwin. How did one become a police chaplain? What's the process?
Well, first of all, once the person presents themselves either to someone at the police department or asks for a chaplain to speak with, what we're looking for basically is someone who has the heart to serve. Because we serve, we're not working, we're serving our officers and our civilians. And when we are called out to various scenes, then we still transition over and serve the community in which we serve. So the basic requirements is that a person, there is an application process, there is a background check that will be submitted to that person. It's appropriate, according to the job description, that they have, persons have at least a licensure as a minister. All various denominations are welcome to apply. And then there will be an interview session. It could be just one-on-one with me, the lead chaplain, or it could be a panel type interview. Okay. To make sure that it's a good fit. This is not a good fit for all ministers. Right. It's just not, because of the situations that we deal with really on a daily basis. But you have to have the heart to serve without any religious preferences or any people preferences.
Right.
So. And it's a joy to just serve in that capacity.
Right. That's good. Is the police academy a part of it? Going through the police academy and going through that citizen police academy?
It is not a requirement to go through the Citizens Police Academy. It's like I was meant to be here as a police chaplain some 14 years later.
Right.
I motivated myself within my first year of being a police civilian employee.
Right.
I went through the Citizens Police Academy just so I could learn the interworkings of the Hampton Police Division. I had a hunger and a thirst to learn as much as I could about policing, which in turn has made me become a better, more qualified police chaplain.
Okay. So, Bishop Francisco, let's talk about, you mentioned service, the role of service and giving back to the officers and being there for them. Can any one of you, whoever wants to lead it off, talk about the service, the role of the police chaplain. How do you see it from your point of view?
Well, I think first and foremost, it's one of understanding those of us who have been called to ministry begin to recognize that a officer or anyone in PD is literally a call. It's a call to serve the community. And so that same call that's on our lives to serve the community is on their lives to serve the community. And we resonate with that, understanding some of the difficulties that they face, being that they are called to difficult scenes every day, 12 hours a day, they have to work and go scene to scene to scene with very little encouragement. As was noted earlier, a lot of times it's not a respected position. People see them sometimes as a threat. So our job is really to encourage, to let them know that we appreciate them, that they are appreciated, and that really the majority of the population appreciates them. It's always that few, but we see ourselves as to assist them, to encourage them, to guide them along some of their journeys.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Anyone else comment?
And in that effort, we establish relationships with them.
Mm-hmm.
We let them know that we aren't just there to be on call, because we show up during our callback weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We show up. We visit the various departments just to say, hi, how you doing? You doing okay?
Right.
Give you a pat on the back, get some affirmations. Sometimes food is taken to them, little treats, to say, you know, we appreciate you.
Right.
We know what you do, and we just want you to know that we are caring about you, and we're always praying for you.
Absolutely.
That's good.
Absolutely.
That's beautiful. That's
Absolutely.
Beautiful. I know, Chaplain Baldwin, a lot of times you guys do ride-alongs and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
What ride-along, riding with the officer, kind of see what they see every day, what benefit is that to the chaplains when you guys are riding with the officers? How from that perspective, to see what the officers see every day?
Primarily, Chief, it's building the relationship.
Okay.
One officer at a time.
Okay.
One civilian, police civilian at a time. We can't attend every lineup, but we do attend various off times lineups. We just work on building relationships, whether they work in the office, our police civilians, or whether it's doing a ride along with our officers. We have a lot of community engagements, activities. Our unit, the police chaplains, are supervised under the community relations department. And so that's just one way to build the relationship. Attend, you know, it's the ministry of presence.
Mm-hmm.
It's not always a matter of how much we're talking to our officers and civilians. It's just show up, just showing up at events, showing up at ceremonies. Let's our, to me, you all, the HPD is like my congregation. It's our congregation.
Right.
And so you attend to, it's like the sheep, the shepherd attends to the sheep.
Right.
And if one sheep is seen maybe going the wrong route, again, we are prayerful, we are spiritual to help that particular sheep come right back to the fold, safe, sound, and secure.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. I, from my perspective, I've been doing this for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came on to the police department, there was nobody wore cameras. Everything you did wasn't being recorded and documented,
right.
Where that's the world today.
Mm-hmm.
And then with the implement of social media, officers are constantly under scrutiny, probably
Correct.
More so than before,
mm-hmm.
Which I would imagine is an awful lot of stress on them,
mm-hmm.
and to get it right, to be almost perfect sometimes
right.
when we're in an imperfect world.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see that that they're more challenged today? Because I do see them willing to reach out. I don't know if that's a generational thing where they're reaching out more, asking for guidance and support. In my generation, you kind of kept it and probably died of a heart attack at an early age or something like that. But they're reaching out more, which is a good thing.
That's a real
but
good thing.
Anyone would like to talk about that piece? Do you are you seeing more of that as a they're willing to come more, they're stressed more than in the past, or is we're educating ourselves and we're just providing the services for them, so it appears that way?
Yes, I think we are more accessible to them than before.
Okay.
And we're accessible because we show up.
Yeah.
We're where they are. So when they see us, they're familiar with who we are and our presence, and they feel comfortable having those kinds of conversations to say, okay, I know who that is. I know that's a chaplain. They not only show up for graduations and promotions, they show up just to be showing up to see how I am and how I'm doing. And because of the stress of their position, we know that they need as much hugging as possible.
Absolutely.
Affirmation, positive affirmations. You're doing a great job.
Yes.
We appreciate you. And we're so glad that you're here, and we want to make sure that you're safe.
Right. Now, you guys are not just, go ahead, Bishop.
And just real quick, just to piggyback on what Chaplain House said, I shared this small testimony when I meet people out in the community and have something identify me as a police chaplain. For me personally, I have done more, served at more weddings, different occasions, birthdays, house blessings, hospital visits with either an officer or civilian or their family. I've done more, I would say, behind the scenes ceremonies, you know, blessing new babies, being at the hospital when one of our officers has a baby. When we show up, again, it's not so much of what we are about comes from this instrument right here, it's what is coming from the instrument right here, our heart.
Right.
And they can tell if we're sincere from the heart or not. They really can.
That's right.
So it's just a joy to serve.
And I think both Chaplain House and Chaplain Baldwin both have said this, that it's really about building the relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want to be intrusive, but we want them to know that we are there for them.
Right.
And as we build those relationships, it increases the comfort level.
Right.
So that it's not, I wonder why they're here, what are they looking for, what do they want? We don't want anything. We just want you to know that here's a safe place for you. That if you need someone to talk to, we're here. And we may not have the answers, but we have a listening ear.
Right.
And sometimes, I know for myself, sometimes I just need somebody to listen to me.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't really need you to tell me how to fix it.
Right.
Just listen. And that's how we view our role is we are that sounding board, that advocate, that we want to be there for our officers and to make a difference in their lives so they have a comfortable place to land.
And that's a very good point, because police officers are not the most trusting and revealing, so you have to earn their trust.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I can tell you that, and the fact that you guys have done that says a lot. And I think it goes back to what's been the theme here is that being present.
That's right.
Consistent.
That's right.
Showing up all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And over a period of time, you've earned that trust of the officers. But we talk about the officers, but your services are not just for the officers, it's also for our civilian staff as well.
Oh, absolutely.
Provide that, as well as families that we encounter on out in the community. Could you speak on that a little bit, Chaplain Baldwin?
Well, one example I have is one of our officers, he's has grown up, I've seen him go from, oh my goodness, from a sergeant to an assistant chief now.
Mm-hmm.
I did his ceremony for he and his wife, and then I did another ceremony for his dad, who was, I believe, divorced. So I've done a couple of generations, either through weddings or through baby baptisms or house visits. I mean, we're totally outside of the normal religious box.
Mm-hmm.
We're not boxed in to say we have to do it this way because it's Baptist, or we have to do it this way because it's Presbyterian or Kojic, etc. We go to the space where the officer will allow us to be, and we do that through the ministry of presence.
Mm-hmm. Right, that's beautiful too. I'm curious to know that you listen to everyone else's problems, you know, all day, and you're there for them. What do you guys do to de-stress for yourself so you can be available for those officers and for our community? And so what do you do for yourself? How do you download or get rid of some of that stress that you guys do? Well, give me an example of what you do.
Well, for me personally, I take bubble baths.
Okay.
And relax. Okay. And I like to walk by the water and by the beach as
That's
well.
Good.
It's a part of me that I can just spend some time with myself, spend some time with God, and just de-escalate.
Okay.
And to know that what I'm doing is a service. I think all of us, we know it's our assignment.
Yes. Yeah.
It's the gifting and the assignment that we have.
Okay.
And so it doesn't become stressful for us.
Right.
It may become overwhelming sometimes,
okay,
but it's not a stressor to know that we are on assignment for God, doing a service to make sure that we are good and our citizens are good as well.
Oh, that's good. That's really good.
It's perfect. That's absolutely perfect.
Bishop, let's go with you.
I think that's an excellent point that Chaplain House mentioned, that it's really not a stressor for us. I think we would be more stressed if we couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Because it's as she said, it's an assignment, it's a calling.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have a sense of call to the police department, to the community, you know you're there fulfilling the purpose that you have on your life. Now, I must say, I do enjoy golf. So that's my stress reliever.
Absolutely.
When I can get on the golf course and spend 4 hours of not being bishop, not being chaplain, just be me and let it all hang out. So that's a good time for me.
Mm-hmm. All right,
I enjoy yoga.
Okay.
I'm a little
okay.
absent for it right now, but I'm getting ready to start it back up again.
Right.
But yoga kind of brings me down to a point of humility where it's just me and the presence of God's Spirit around me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a junk food junkie, so to relax, I eat foods I probably should not eat, but I do it in moderation.
Right.
And then I like to watch funny movies,
right.
not the serious type. If this is a part of my calming and a part of my respite or part of my quiet time, let me watch a funny movie and eat a little junk food, and I'm fired up and ready to go.
You know, I do the same thing, because what I do is so serious. I like comedy and things
mm-hmm.
like that. I like to relax, so I can relate to that.
Yeah.
Relate to that.
Yeah.
Training. What training are you guys given once you get into this field in terms of peer counseling or something like that? Can you just speak on that, Chaplain Baldwin?
So, since the three of us, we have some similarities in our backgrounds as far as religious studies mm-hmm. and the kinds of degrees, and my two peers make me look good because they have arrived at the stage of becoming bishops.
Right.
So, it's I don't know no other way, and I think Chaplain House said it perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
We're on assignment. It's not a job, even though this is what I do now 24/7.
Right.
But I'm not tired. I'm not tired, and I'm not going anywhere until the assignment is over.
Okay. So. I love it.
Yeah, I think we do enrichment training.
Mm-hmm.
We've all gone through the ICPC, which is an International Police Chaplains Training Course. We've received basic and advanced certification in that. So we know the fundamentals of chaplaincy as well, not only from Hampton perspective, but from an international, so a global perspective,
mm-hmm.
where we've just come out of a conference for a week
mm-hmm.
With chaplains from all over the U.S. and some from foreign countries.
Okay.
And we talk about, we get training, we get the latest tools to use and how we can approach counseling situations, death notifications, meeting with the officers. So there is some formalized training that goes along with the program as well.
That's
mm-hmm.
good.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to, we're going to end this episode, but before we end, I would like to, it seemed like I would be remiss if I didn't ask that we close in a moment of prayer, if
Amen.
You didn't mind. Chaplain Baldwin, would you mind leading us in prayer?
Mm-hmm.
It just
okay.
seemed appropriate.
Okay, sure, absolutely.
Okay.
Shall we pray? Eternal, wise, and loving God, Father, we're grateful for being in this place, in this position at this time. God, we dare to believe that you are still the giver of every good and perfect gift. Lord God, how excellent is your name in all of the earth. God, at this time as we're about to end this conversation, We ask that you continue to keep us, prop us up on every leaning and weary side. Continue to bless the Hampton Police Division, all of our sworn officers, all of our academy students that are matriculating to become police officers, all of our civilian staff, and the community in which we serve, the city of Hampton. God bless us. May the Lord keep us. And may his divine assignments be upon all of us. It's in your divine name we do pray. Amen.
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 Again, thank you guys for being here. That ends another episode of Unveiled. Thank you. I'm your host, Deputy Chief Kenny Ferguson.
Thanks for joining us for Unveiled, a podcast highlighting the extraordinary men and women of the Hampton Police Division. To learn more, check us out on our social media and at hampton.gov/police.